Welcome to Shur Machshava on the Daf. We're holding him in Nachas Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara in Abu Dalev mentions the idea of shin shel tefillin, which is halacha l'moishe b'Sinai. The shin, which is on the bais, on the tefillin shiroish, is halacha l'moishe b'Sinai. Tosfos already mentions that there's two shins on the bais. There's one which has a three-head shin, like the normal shin, but then the other side has a four-head shin, a different shin than usual. Now the inyanim of three head shin and a four head shin are dvarim gedolim meoid. They have to do with Kabbalah. But let's just bring some of the open sources that we have regarding the three head shin and the four head shin. The Torah in Or Chaim Siman Lamed Beis, he brings this halacha that on the right side should be the four head shin and on the left side will be the three head shin. The Beis Yosef quotes the Haggah on the Smag that explains what's the reason. There's also mentioned over here in short in the Shita Mekubetzes. So the three-head shin is a regular shin. The four-head shin is the way the shin appeared in the Luchos. We know the Luchos, everything on the Luchos was chakuk, was engraved. So if you engrave a three-head shin, you have four heads that are sticking out in between the three heads. And that is the remez of the four-head shin to remez on the luchos where the shin was chakuk, was engraved. And he adds that that's the reason that the one on the right is the four-head shin, because who wrote the shin on the luchos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the shin written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first, and only then comes the shin of the Sefer Torah, the rewrite. And the reason we put specifically the letter shin, so Bishayzer brings two explanations. One, he brings the name of the Orchus Chaim, which is connected the 300 days that we put on tefillin. Meaning, if you exclude all the days you don't put on tefillin, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're left with 300, and that's why the shin is connected the yomim that you put on tefillin. And he brings the name of Hari Askandarni, that the Shem Havayo, Yudke Vovke, Be'atbash, if you turn around the Yudke Vovke and use the Atbash letters, which comes out to be Mem Tzadik, Pei Tzadik, that's the gematria of the letter Shin. And that's what the Pasuk says, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha. What's Shem Hashem? Yudke Vovke, which is Merumas in the letter Shin. In the Zoyar and Raya Mehemno, Pashas Pirchos, Daf Reish Nun Daldam Beis, also mentions the two Shinim, the three-head Shin and the four-head Shin. And the Zoyar says, it's Keneged the Zayin Brichos of Kriyashma. Then in the morning you have three brachas, and the evening you have four, you have three-head Shin and a four-head Shin. And the Agdom Stikuni Zoya and Daftes Amud Aleph, it's where another Rem is connected to Sheva HaNeorois HaRu'uyus LiNosan LaBeis HaMelech, that says regarding Esther, that seven girls taking care of her, that's connected that you have the seven heads of the Shin. And it says Shiva Roye Pri HaMelech, the seven that are in front of the king, meaning they are the seven that are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ben Ish Chai brings another Rem is that the three and the four are always, when we speak in Yiddishkeit regarding three and four, three is the Gimel Avos, and the four Himoes, meaning the concepts of three and four, the three is the Mashpia, the four is the Mekabel. And after this connects to what the Beis Yosef brought, that Shin, the forehead Shin, is going to get the Luchos, so that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, and we are just receiving it. While the three-head Shin is what we're doing. So the three-headed doing has to do with the Avos, with the Zachar, and the forehead has to do with the receiver, the Mekabel, the Nekeva. So you have different remorse in the Inyan. In Hilchasa, you find something which is connected to this Inyan very much. There is a Ruah in Hilchas Kriyishma Simen Zayin, says, what the Gemara tells us over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kesher Shel Tefillin. So there is, or the Ruah brings that not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kesher Shel Tefillin, he also showed him the letter Shin that we have on the Tefillin. The same way he showed in the Klei HaMishkan, I think more said Leil, he showed him also the Shin on the Tefillin. So the Biskarov in Peregimim Hilchos Tefillin comes to explain it, and he says, because a forehead Shin is not a letter. We don't have such a letter in the Aleph base of a forehead Shin. So it's supposed to be a special Mare that Kishbuch had to show Moshe Rabbeinu of a forehead Shin, to tell him that by Tefillin, and this is going to be one place, we have a new letter that exists only by Tefillin, and that is the forehead Shin. And he adds, it has to do with the Mahalach, that the letters on the Tefillin have a din of Torah Hashem, have a din of words written on the Torah. So a forehead Shin is a special loch l'moshe b'sinai, this thing exists. Meaning it was Nimsel and Moshe Misinai, that this is a special letter that we have by Tefillin and Tefillin only. And as we start with, Al Pi Kabbalah, Al Pi D'Arizal, in Yonim Amuki Mekabbalah, there's a whole Hesber, what is the three and the four of the shins that have to do with the Moichin that go on the head? But I wanted now just to be a little bit of a likut of the Yonim that I mentioned regarding the forehead shin. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Machshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.